Stop and think, who is your most frustrating person? Do they happen to be in your family? Do they happen to be your best friend? Do they happen to be your parent? Well, I'm going to share a story today, and it's success through a positive mental attitude, and it's from Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone. And it's a story about family, and it's what we want in our lives. Happiness begins at home. The greater part of the life of each of us is spent in our homes with our families. And unfortunately, that dwelling, which should be a haven of love, happiness, and security, is too often, it turns into an antagonistic place where the members do not enjoy happy and harmonious relationships. Problems in the home can arise for many reasons. Now, in this study that we're looking at, in one of our PMA Science of Success classes, a very gifted, aggressive young man of about 24 was asked, "Have you a problem?" And you know, we can probably figure that he was asked that because he was not acting very nice in class, right? The guy says, "Yes, my mother, in fact. I have decided to leave home this weekend." Now, when the student was asked to discuss his problem, it became evident that relationship between him and his mother was not harmonious. It was apparent to the instructed that her aggressive, dominant personality was similar to his. The class was informed that the personality of an individual can be compared to the powers of a magnet. When two like powers are in line and push or pull in the same direction, they are drawn to each other by attraction. When the powers are opposite to each other, they resist and repel one another. When they are placed side by side and both confront the same outside forces, the individuals like magnets remain separate entities. Yet their strength to attract and repel these forces is increased, even though between themselves they are opposite. The instructor continued by saying, "It appears that your behavior and that of your mother are so similar that you can determine how she reacts to you by the way you react to her. You can probably evaluate her feelings by analyzing your own. Therefore, you can solve your problem easily. When two forceful personalities are opposed and it is desirable that they live together in harmony, at least one must use the power of PMA, and that's a positive mental attitude. Here's your specific assignment for this week. When your mother asks you to do something, do it cheerfully. When she expresses an opinion, agree with her in a pleasant, sincere manner, or don't say anything. When you are tempted to find fault with her, find something good to say. You will have a most pleasant experience, and she will probably follow your example." "It won't work," responded the student. "She is just too hard to get along with." "You're absolutely right," responded the instructor. "It won't work unless you try to work it with a positive mental attitude." Now, a week later, the young man was asked how he was coming along with his problem, and he responded by saying, "I am happy to say that there hasn't been one unpleasant word between us all week. You might be interested in knowing that I have decided to stay at home." Now, when parents don't understand their children, there's a tendency for a person to assume that everyone always likes what he likes and always thinks what he thinks. For people have a tendency to judge the reactions of others by their own reactions. Now, like the young man who had a problem with his mother, such a conclusion would at times be correct. But many times parents often have problems with their children because they fail to realize that the personality of the child is different than their own. It's a mistake for parents not to realize that time changes both child and them. For they don't adjust their mental attitude to compensate with changes when the child within the child and within themselves. Isn't that a great story talking about communication? So often as parents, we do just that. Or it may be with your spouse. But often with kids, you know, especially teenagers or preteens, they start to go head to head with their parents. And too often, they're very much alike. And, you know, there's only one way to make changes in our life if we want a happier home. And that is, it begins with you. It begins with me. It has to begin with you because you can't control what anyone else does. So this is an excellent story. And if you decide to try it, you know, come back and listen to it again. Thanks for listening. And my name is Connie Durham.